Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella and Jill DeWitt.
Hello.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about how to diversify your risk in real estate. Before we get into that, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Brent asked, my very first mailer is a troublemaker. It's funny. Looking for a way to find a plat map of Rancho Rio Grande, Socorro County, New Mexico. The county is useless. Any thoughts? Oh, I have a lot.
If I had a nickel for every property that I ever purchased in Rancho Rio, oh, wait, I do.
Yeah.
Now, Jill and I have lived in thousands and thousands of deals, and there's three subdivisions right in Socorro County, thousands and thousands of properties we purchased and sold. In fact, one time I went there and got all the plat maps in the county.
Mm-hmm.
Literally all of them. This is before we can get...
Back in the day.
This is before what... Jill's going to solve your problem here.
Right.
But a long time ago, you had to go there, get on an airplane, go there, collect all the maps and ship them back so you could deal with it. And then take photocopies of them.
Mm-hmm.
This is how long ago that was.
And then later on, it became much, much easier where you could call them up and you could write a letter and enclose a old-fashioned check. Literally, seriously, I've done that and mailed the check to them and then wait 2 weeks for them to mail the map back to you.
Now, what do you do, Jill? It's so much easier.
Well, I got two ways. Well, number one, the reason you need a plat map traditionally is because you can't find the property. So I would first go to ParcelFact look up the property.
Oh, you're the girl for me.
Thank you. I'm like, I don't.
ParcelFact.
It's not been really advertised, but I'm telling you now, it's alive and well. Everybody needs to go to ParcelFact.com.
ParcelFact.com.
And put in the state, county, APN, knock yourself out, or put in the address.
Jill and I have spent tens of thousands of development dollars and a ton of time. And why? Why would we do that for this tool? Here's why. Because for 20 years, we've been struggling with exactly what Brent is talking about. Now, every single property, 148 million properties, with the exception of a few counties, is covered. All you do is put the APN in, the state, county, and the APN, and there's your map.
I have two more things too to add, if you don't mind. Brent, if you're really dead set on having a plat map because you like to put it in your postings and look cool...
It's not going to sell it any faster.
I know, but it does look cool if you have the plat map and they can see that.
Does it look cool?
Are
plat maps cool, Jill?
Plat maps are cool. Yeah, wow. Plat maps are cool.
You are now officially a geek.
I know. Okay, so let's just say, if you're Brent, you really want to be cool and have a plat map, because I've been there.
You're not the land geek, by the way.
No, you can.
You're just a geek.
You have two tools in your toolbox where you can go get them.
I can't connect to your Wi-Fi
now. Google thinks we're talking to her.
That's so funny. So that's really good. But go to, one of them is if you go to the Title Pro 24/7 access that you have, pull a property profile that you can do for free because we provide those for you. And you have it. It's in that packet, number one. Number two, jump on over to our RealQuest Pro stuff, and you can request a plat map there.
Yeah, as a member, is Brent a member? Do you know Joe?
Yes, he is.
As a member, you have access to CoreLogic RealQuest Pro, the national version, the best version you can get, and Title Pro 24/7, the national version, the best one you can get. So those are two great resources to find maps.
Mm-hmm. They're both in there, so you could do that. And you can get deeds, copy of vesting deeds, and you can go back pretty darn far, too, and check your stuff.
Here's the other thing, too. Before you send, one of the things that on your list about choosing a county to mail for land anyway, not for houses, because wherever you mail houses, the chances are the county's going to have pretty good data. But when you're sending out a mail campaign, please check, put this on your list. Check to see what the county has and what they don't have before you send the mail out. Last thing you want to do is send some mail out, get a bunch of offers, and then not be able to research it. Well, ParcelFact really solves that anyway. But, you know, check ParcelFact, because not 100% of the counties are anywhere. There are some rogue non-participant counties in this country that will not supply data to anyone and won't provide it to people on their own website.
Well, let's
not very many.
Well, I mean, let's cut to the chase. I mean, there are
like,
really
like 10 of them.
I know there's not a lot, but there still exist counties in this country that are not online. I mean, that's the fact. There's not a lot, but are a few.
In my experience, that's rooted from just a general lack of, they don't want any outsiders. I mean, it's right out of 1951. Yeah. They just don't want any outsiders in their county, as short-sighted as that is.
Exactly.
It must be nice to have blinders on like a horse.
Could you imagine?
Not think about anything and not be nice.
You know what? Let's think about this. Do we want to be in those counties? What are they doing out there that they want to be so hidden?
I had a talk with a guy recently. Yeah, exactly, Jill.
I have some questions.
I had a talk with a guy recently who seeks those counties out.
Yeah?
Because she's like, no one's ever sent any mail out there, ever.
Right?
and he does really well.
Well, that
he's
is
like, can
not
you send me a list?
Crazy, too.
If you go to parcelfact.com, this is not a commercial, by the way, and just you don't even pay a dollar. Just click on coverage, and you'll click on the top of the map, and you'll see a map right there of all the counties that are included and not included. There's, I think, 10 counties in the whole, out of the 3,400 counties that there are that just refuse to supply us data.
That should be part of your thought process when you're getting into this business and you're picking your criteria. If you're going down the path of, I'm going to get to be the expert because I really want this property and I'm going to be the expert on this exact situation because nobody else can do it, that's now your criteria. You know what I mean? Don't do it for one-offs. Do it for, that's now, you know, like if this was, you know, a really difficult county, like Jack said, now you're going to own that county.
This parlays perfectly into our topic. If you have a question or do you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landinvestors.com. Today's topic, how to diversify your risk, what Jill just said. How to diversify your risk in real estate. This is the meat of the show. So think about a stock portfolio or any type of investment in diversifying risk. What you want to do is, we have a good friend who's been very successful as a government contractor his whole life and very successful at passive investing in the stock market, mostly because he's almost 80. And he bought, you know, shares of stock in Ford Motor Company when they were $3 and Apple when it was like $12. I don't need to tell you how much equity he's generated doing that. Exactly. Well, the concept is the same. You don't just buy one stock and cross your fingers. You don't just buy one piece of real estate and cross your fingers. You don't just buy one type of real estate and cross your fingers. And you don't certainly don't just concentrate on one county forever and keep going back to that well and expecting it to produce water forever. Mm-hmm. You diversify geographically, you diversify. So you send mail to multiple counties. You diversify in the types of real estate. If, you know, I had a long conversation. Jill and I have said this a few times so far this week. Earlier this week, we went to an investors conference in Los Angeles. And I was talking to a very kid from KPMG, where I was a partner there. And he was talking about apartment buildings, and he's just hung on apartment buildings, which is fine. There's people who have made fortunes in apartment buildings. I personally can't stand apartment buildings, but as an investment, he loved them. And what I said to him was, great. How about get your feet wet in a couple of pieces of land that cost $1,000 or $2,000 or $3,000? You sell them for $10,000, let's say, and understand the process. Get your feet wet and learn. And if it's apartment buildings you want to do, just apply the same concepts to them. We have people in our group who buy and sell apartment buildings based on the data and the tools that we provide. So diversifying your risk, it's captain obvious scenario.
It is.
Pick lots of states, lots of different states, lots of different counties, and lots of different types of real estate.
Do you know what one of my simple things when I talk to, you know, people, I do these calls with people who are thinking about diving in and doing this, and so they can schedule a free call with me. And one of the common things that they ask this, how can I make sure, you know, it all goes smooth? And one of my things is, don't borrow. I mean, that's a real simple little easy thing, is pay cash for it and buy it right, you know. And we always obviously show you and help you and make sure that you do that, you know, not make sure, but you know what I mean, we give you all the resources so you know what you're doing. And that, for me, there's no risk. If I pay cash for 10 properties at $1,000 each, and I'm trying to sell them all for $5,000 each, but I don't know, something goes wrong and the market dips and now I'm selling for $3,000 each, I'm still okay.
Or if you have to, God forbid, sell them for $1,000 each to get your money back.
I'm still okay.
It's going to be okay.
Exactly. I paid cash. No one's hanging over my head. I'm not having to pay back a loan. There's no interest and there's no time constraints. For me, that makes me feel really good.
We have a show coming up. I think it's called The Root of All Evil is Lending.
Oh, you know? My gosh. Is debt.
There's debt. So, yeah. And we'll save that for that, but that time. But Jill's exactly right.
Yeah.
Leverage, you know, lending, borrowing money the way that lenders do it now, where it's tied to one asset with a mortgage or hard money, is maybe the silliest and easy, the best way to destroy your whole scenario, that you possibly destroy your investment portfolio. It's probably the fastest way to do that.
One other thing I want to say too about diversify. When we say diversify, we don't mean buy an apartment, buy a 40-acre property, buy a condo, buy a whatever. You don't want to spread yourself too thin where you only know 10% of each of your product types. Does that make sense? You still want to stick with what you know, but diversify in the areas and the sizes. And I mean, that's the best thing. When you go to somebody's website, like our, you know, and you see they have a variety of properties all over the country, you know, a bunch of different sizes, something's gonna appeal to somebody. If your website is nothing but, you know, like Jack was saying earlier, all, you know, 5-acre properties in the same county in Colorado, it gets kind of boring.
I'll use myself as a lab rat for everybody okay. to learn from. You know, very early in my career, in my 20s, I was a commercial real estate broker in Detroit, leasing office building, which led me to, I leased some office space to a healthcare group who just took a company public to buy and sell long-term care facilities, nursing homes and assisted living facilities. And so I said, hey, how about I find some of those for you? That's how this whole thing started. So I bought and sold long-term care facilities for these people by sending faxes to the building at the time. This was before email, believe it or not. Then I the light bulb went off over my own head, and I said, man, maybe if this works, maybe it works for land. So then maybe it works for houses, maybe it works for apartments. And then I just, in 5 seconds, described my 20-year career in real estate. And that inadvertently, not even intentionally, diversified my risk. And now, Jill and I buy and sell a ton of land, small properties out in rural areas. We also do it in very urban areas where there's really rich people want ranches. They think they're ranchers, but they're not really, like Santa Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
And buy and sell houses all over the country. We never go look at the houses.
By the way, why is
that?
I
don't have a hammer.
Why does every celebrity we meet think they want to have goats and chickens?
I don't know. We just met one.
I know. And they think
he bought a farm.
Exactly. So
next time I'm going to ask.
Yeah. What is it? Is very interesting. Maybe it's just a cool thing to do. Maybe it's what the cool kids are doing in Hollywood.
You know what? Next time. Jill and I just met a celebrity who we're not going to. I think we did name his name.
No, we didn't. Don't.
We did like 2 shows ago.
I didn't.
I think I did.
No. So.
I just bought a farm and I don't know why. And why farm? Why not a ranch? Ranch is cooler than a farm, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd rather have horses and have some fun. So, but that's just me.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information. That's me.
And inspiration. That's me.
Just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. You know, I wanted to ask you, do you think we're like, do you lose any sleep about all our eggs are in one basket? Or do you think we're sufficiently diversified, risk diversified?
I don't think all our eggs are in one basket.
I don't either.
I never look at it like that.
I mean, I do it intentionally.
We don't play the stock market, and I'm pretty happy about that. So,
I mean, we have ridiculous, like 7 different lines of income, at least, maybe more, and plans for way more.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I feel like we're totally diversified.
Mm-hmm. I sleep very well. Thank you, Jack.
Good. Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.